If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and in this Q&A episode, I'll be answering the question, what supplements can help to support the liver? Now, this might seem like a general question, but there are a few ways in which this relates to thyroid health. First of all, it's very common for people with hyperthyroidism to have elevated liver enzymes, especially those people who take antithyroid medication such as methimazole or PTU. In addition, environmental toxins are a potential trigger of autoimmune conditions such as Graves' disease and Hashimoto's, and supporting liver can help to reduce your toxic burden. So before discussing some of the different supplements that can support the liver, I want to briefly mention the importance of food in supporting the detoxification pathways, especially fruits and vegetables. So you want to eat an abundance of fruits and vegetables, more so vegetables. I would at least try to get 4 or 5 servings per day. If you could eat 8 to 10, that'd be even better. But some people only have 1 or 2. Some people don't have any. But that's where you're going to get a lot of your antioxidants, which support phase 1 detoxification. But then also you get other nutrients, which support phase 2 detoxification. Cruciferous vegetables are really good when it comes to supporting detoxification. But so are other vegetables as well. So I would just go for variety. I mean, definitely I would try to eat some cruciferous vegetables daily if you can. And I know there's some controversy over cruciferous vegetables and thyroid health. And I did a separate episode where I spoke about the concerns about goitrogens and thyroid health with cruciferous vegetables potentially being goitrogenic. So in summary, just to briefly mention, I'm not too concerned in most cases about cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, kale, cauliflower having a negative effect on thyroid health. I commonly recommend these. And if for any reason someone can't tolerate it, then of course, listen to your body. But try to do as much as you can through food. And then even meat, amino acids, I should say, where they come from protein and meat is a real good source. So you don't have to eat meat, but meat is a good source of protein, which in turn is where you're going to get your amino acids from. And of course, there are plant-based sources as well, but that's also involved in the detoxification process. But with that being said, let's go ahead and discuss some of the supplements that can support liver health. And I like to focus on 4 specific supplements. And the first one I'd like to discuss is N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, also known as NAC. So NAC is an acetylated form of the amino acid cysteine, and it's a precursor to glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant, and it plays an important role in detoxification. In addition to increasing glutathione levels, NAC can also act as a gentle heavy metal chelator. It can also reduce inflammation and oxidative stress, which are factors in autoimmune conditions such as Graves and Hashimoto's. So I really do like NAC. It's something I commonly give to my patients. So that's the first one I wanted to discuss. And there's also milk thistle. So milk thistle is a well-known herb, and it's commonly used to support the liver. And the active complex of milk thistle is composed of 3 isomer flavonolignans, which are collectively known as silymarin. So milk thistle has antioxidant activity. It also inhibits the binding of environmental toxins, and it can prevent or reduce the severity of liver damage. Again, very commonly recommended to support the liver. And so that's the second supplement I wanted to discuss. And then I mentioned glutathione. So you could take a glutathione supplement, such as liposomal glutathione or acetylated glutathione. Those are the 2 that I recommend when I recommend a glutathione supplement. I can't say I recommend a glutathione supplement to everyone, but when I do recommend it, it's either liposomal or acetylated. You'll also see some glutathione supplements are reduced. So I would try to stay away from the reduced glutathione, just the liposomal acetylated. You're going to get greater benefits from them. So again, just a reminder, glutathione is the master antioxidant, plays an important role in detoxification. I mentioned how NAC is a precursor of glutathione. And I should also mention that the mineral selenium is a cofactor of glutathione. And then there's other important nutrients when it comes to glutathione formation. Magnesium plays an important role. And then other amino acids, it's not just cysteine, but glycine and glutamine. So just try to get all the nutrients. Most of the nutrients, of course, you want to try to get through food. But if you have to take a supplement, like, for example, selenium supplements or magnesium supplements or amino acid supplement, that's fine. So the fourth supplement I want to discuss is less commonly known, and that's schisandra. And schisandra, it's an herb that has been used for centuries as a plant of traditional Chinese medicine. And the lignans of schisandra has been investigated in hundreds of studies that have confirmed adaptogenic effects, central nervous system stimulation, hepatoprotective effects, and also potential anti-cancer properties. Of course, here we're focusing on liver support, so the hepatoprotective effects would be appealing when it comes to supporting the liver. And, you know, as I mentioned, schisandra is not one of the more commonly recommended herbs, recommended supplements when it comes to supporting liver, but it really is a good supplement and probably something I should recommend more to my patients. But anyway, that is my response to the question, what supplements can help to support the liver? I hope you found this episode to be valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.